Hello, this is Dr. David Friedman, and welcome to a special edition of To Your Good Health Radio. Do you remember when you were 8 years old and summer vacation stretched out like an endless adventure? 3 months, didn't it feel like eternity? But what happens now? Summer disappears in the blink of an eye. You put Christmas decorations up and you say, didn't I just take these down? And then comes another New Year's resolution, probably the same one you made last year and never kept. If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. There's actually science behind why time speeds up as we age. And today, I'm going to explain exactly what's happening in your brain and give you a simple proven strategy to slow down the sands of time. We'll also delve into some fascinating ancient wisdom, including what scripture tells us about the fleeting nature of our days. This information will literally add more years to your life and life to those years. If you want to make this the longest and most fulfilling year you've ever had, don't go anywhere. It all starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Does life feel like it's in fast-forward mode? There's actually neuroscience behind why this is happening. You see, when you're a child, your brain is a symphony of activity. We're talking about neural fireworks happening constantly. Your brain measures time based on how much new information it processes and how many memories it creates. That includes new sounds, new sights, and new questions. A child's brain, it's like kind of like an empty sponge soaking up everything it can. It forms new neural pathways at an incredible rate, thousands of new connections every single day. This happens in the hippocampus, which is your brain's memory center, and the prefrontal cortex, which handles the planning and new experiences that we all have. Well, when you're young, you know what happens? Your brain's synaptic activity is firing at all cylinders. It's grabbing all those things, but as we age, particularly after 40, something changes. It's called neuroplasticity. It decreases. Your brain creates fewer new pathways. And by age 60, here's what happens. Your brain only processes a minuscule, tiny little bit of new synapses. This happens as we age because we have less experiences. Your brain goes into their been there, done that mode. Your parietal cortex now becomes less responsive. And this is part of your brain as it perceives time and space. That's what the parietal cortex does. It perceives time and space. And then you've got your anterior cingulate cortex, which also becomes less active as we age. And that's the part of the brain that notices when something is different and unexpected. The problem is, when your brain processes less new information, it creates fewer distinct memories. And when you look back at a period with fewer memories, it feels like time passed by quickly. Think about this for a minute. Remember when you went on a road trip, you're going to a new place, the drive there felt long, didn't it? But the drive back, what happened? It flew by. That's because on the way there, your brain was processing new visual information constantly. But on the way back, it was all familiar. So your brain went into autopilot mode. There's also a mathematical component that's kind of mind-blowing. You see, when you're 10 years old, 1 year represents 10% of your entire life experience. Well, when you're 50, 1 year is only 2% of your life. So proportionately, each year becomes a smaller fraction of your total existence. So it feels shorter. But here's the good news. You're not powerless to this process, folks. You can hack your brain's perception of time. And I'm going to show you how today. So here's my challenge to you. And if you do this, I promise you, 2026 won't fly by like 2025 did. In fact, this could be the longest and most productive year of your life. Here's the secret. Do one new thing every day. Doesn't have to be climbing Mount Everest, or you don't have to learn Japanese. Some days it can be incredibly simple. Eat lunch at a new restaurant. That's something new. Take a bath instead of a shower if you shower all the time. Drive a different way to work. If you go to that same old coffee shop every day, try ordering something different. Instead of texting your friend, call him instead. Read a new book genre. Or listen to a different podcast. But not now. Stay here with me. This podcast, please. Do that later. And if you get the end of the day and you say, darn it, it's the end of the day. I promised Friedman I was going to do something different and I didn't. Don't panic. Just sleep on the other side of the bed. That counts. It actually creates new synapses in your brain. It's something different. You know, as the author of the number one best-selling book, Food Sanity, I get asked quite a lot, Dr. Friedman, what do you think public enemy number one when it comes to people being unhealthy? And of course, they expect me to say sugar or processed food, or maybe they want me to mention pesticides or all the added chemicals in our food, but the real answer may surprise you. The one thing that causes a weaker immune system, depression, disease, and a shorter lifespan is, drumroll please, routine. Routine. Your daily routine wreaks havoc on all aspects of your health and your life. It's the primary reason why people aren't happy in their marriage. They hate their jobs. They're bored with their social life. Having the same old life each day gives you nothing to look forward to tomorrow. It's kind of like that movie Groundhog Day. You remember that? He wakes up, it's the same old day, wakes up, same old day. That's what's happening. And you find yourself living life, but not loving life. And if that's you, try doing one new thing a day. It's that simple. It really works. Why does something so simple work? Because your brain needs to process new input if you want to slow down time. Each new experience creates new synapses and distinct memories. And when you look back at your week, your month, and your year, it won't feel like one big unfulfilled blur. Let me share a story that really illustrates the power of stepping outside your routine. An elderly couple came in to my clinic for their monthly appointment, and I asked them where they're going to eat lunch, and the wife immediately, she said, oh, we're going to go eat at the same place we do. We've eaten there for 25 years, K&W Cafeteria. I suggested they try Temptations Restaurant. It's just two doors down from that cafeteria. I told them what a great, amazing spinach salad with organic goat cheese they have. It's my favorite, and she wrinkled her nose. She says, I don't like goat cheese. And I said, have you ever tried it? And she paused. She goes, you know, I don't think I have. It just doesn't sound like something that I'd like. Besides, that restaurant sounds expensive. We're happy with K&W Cafeteria. We always eat there. So I reached into my pocket. I pulled out $40 and I handed it to her. I said, lunch is on me today. You guys go enjoy it. Go try it. Well, when the couple returned a month later, she was absolutely glowing. She says, thank you so much, Dr. Friedman. That spinach salad with goat cheese was surprisingly delicious. But she told me something even more special. She'd been sitting near a woman who she kept looking at. And that woman was looking at her, and she looked familiar, and they kept making eye contact. And it turns out they were best friends in high school, and they had lost touch 50 years ago. So because she was in that restaurant, on that particular day, at that particular time, they were able to reconnect. Now guess what they do? They play cards together, they rekindle, they chat, they're bonding, they're so happy. Folks, had she not stepped outside her comfort zone, shaken up her daily routine, she would have never reunited with her old friend. One of my favorite sayings is, if you do what you always did, you'll get what you always got. If you want to purposely, positively change your marriage, improve your health, enjoy your job, or make more money, break up your daily routine. Stop doing what you always did because you're going to get what you always got. And you're like, wait, Dr. Friedman, did you say make more money? Can you make more money doing this? Yes, money, 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 money. I have a patient story I'm going to share with you. If you want to make more money, listen up. He's a realtor that came in one day. He was kind of looking down in the dumps, and I said, what's wrong? Why you look so bummed out? He says, a business wasn't going well, and he told me that he hadn't sold or listed a house all year. And I shared my advice about doing something different every day. And he said, what the heck does that got to do with selling houses? I just said, just try it. Just try it. So he said, okay. A few weeks later, guess what? He comes back into my office grinning from ear to ear. Dr. Friedman, you're not going to believe this. I took your advice and drove to work using a new road I never take. I noticed a Starbucks I've never been to, so I stopped, and instead of my usual black coffee, I decided I'd order a caramel latte, something I never do. Well, standing next to me was a woman who also ordered a caramel latte, and she smiled at me, and she noticed my Century 21 realtor badge, and she told me she was about to list her $1.3 million beachfront house and was looking for a realtor. We struck up a conversation, and she signed with me. He was so excited. Folks, he would have never gotten that opportunity if he hadn't shifted outside his daily routine and tried something new. He's made money. Yes, he became successful and happy because he stepped outside his box. And, you know, those of you dealing with financial challenges, try one small change per day by putting a little change away each day. So if you're tired of having no money in the bank, it doesn't have any money showing up, but you're living check by check, here's something simple. Save $2.86 per day. That's just $20 a week. That adds up to $1,040 per year. And what you want to do is you want to put that into an ETF, which stands for Exchange Traded Funds. This type of investment has consistently averaged over 10% interest annually for the past three decades. So what happens now by doing that after 20 years, that measly little $20 per week, guess what? It grows to $67,000 just from investing pocket change each day, less than the cost of a cup of coffee. You see, small changes, pun intended there, can lead to big dollars. Oh, Dr. Friedman, times are tough. I can't afford $2.86 a day. Okay, I get it. For some people, that amount can be a stretch. Times are tough. How about socking away just $1.40 per day? That's less than a pack of gum. In 20 years, that $1.40 is going to grow to $33,500. Little small changes make big differences. If you want more friends, make it a point to strike up a conversation with one new person at your church, your gym, or maybe your child's Little League game. If you want to spice up your marriage, be spontaneous. Try new things. Go on a date someplace new. Shaking up your routine will bring positive changes into your relationship. It works. So next, I want to share something I call the art of getting lost. It's something that I do often to slow down time and create memories. I go into my car, I drive off the beaten path. I just see where it leads me. I shut off my GPS and I just drive. I discover new neighborhoods, glorious homes, hidden parks and secluded forests, restaurants and stores I never even knew existed. Getting lost, let me tell you, not only breaks me out of my daily routine, it's also taught me every shortcut in my city, which comes in handy during rush hour accidents. I just slip right past the traffic because I know the way. I've been lost before, and now I found my way. And my parents, I got to share this with you, when they went to Italy, they skipped the tour and they wandered the streets without an agenda or a map. They deliberately got lost, walked for miles and miles, and discovered places most tourists never see. They met incredible people, stumbled upon wineries, they ate authentic local food, and had experiences that no guided tour could ever provide. You know, it reminds me, I'll never forget the time I went to California. So I flew into Santa Barbara to visit a friend. And instead of flying back from there, I decided I'm going to rent a car. And I drove the Pacific Coast Highway all the way to San Francisco. I had no agenda, no plans. It was impulsive. I just drove and I explored. And what seemed like weeks, folks, in my memory felt like weeks, was actually just a two-day sightseeing adventure. I witnessed sunsets like I had only seen in paintings. I walked down secluded parks and trails and ocean coves where I actually saw whales. I've never seen a whale till I was in California. And walruses, I've never seen a walrus right there. And then I walked on the beach and I fed baby seals. Shh, don't tell anyone. I later learned you're not supposed to do that. My bad, but it was a memory. It was amazing. They come right up to you. It was so cute. You know, well, here's the thing. I was able to slow down time because I broke free from my routine and I created more synapses in my cerebral cortex. So many of you, you've made New Year's resolutions, right? You make them every year. I'll tell you, I'm personally not a fan. Think about what that word really means. Resolution. That little prefix, R-E, it means to do something again. To repeat. To redo, which means what? Basically doing the same thing over and over. A resolution literally is going back to solve the same problem you didn't fix the year before. You're not moving forward. You're on a treadmill. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results, right? You've heard that. while making the same resolution every January 1st? It's exactly that. I mean, it's treadmill time. Here's what actually works. Don't do the New Year's resolution. Instead of the end of their resolution, make a solution. Get rid of that R-E in front of it, right? It's got the word solution in it. Forget the R-E. Just do it. Decide right now that for the next 365 days, you'll do one new thing every single day. If your dream is to write a novel, write a few paragraphs per day. Small, consistent changes. That's what transforms lives. Not these grand declarations that fade by February, but tiny daily decisions that compound into something really extraordinary. You know, I had a patient last year, I'd never forget, started to diet January 1st. She quit by March. I said, "Why'd you quit? Thought it was working." She says, "Well, I ended up only losing a measly 1 pound per week. It wasn't working." And I said, "Well, how many total pounds do you want to lose?" And she says, "I'm 40 pounds overweight." So I did the math for her. At just 1 pound per week in 9 months, she would have achieved her goal. It doesn't take a marathon. Baby steps can finish the race. Losing a minuscule 2 ounces. "Oh, I lost 2 ounces today." You'd laugh, right? "Ah, 2 ounces. Well, guess what? Seems like not a lot, but in 9 months, that 2 ounces per day, that's 40 pounds. That's what she wanted to lose, but she quit because she wanted it all now. It's small little bites, little baby steps, little changes make profound differences. That word routine that I talked about, that's the destroyer of health, destroyer of happiness. It's called routine. It goes hand in hand with another word I'm going to share. It's called comfortable. And I love the story of the eagle because it's one that we can all learn from. You see, in nature, when it's time for a baby eagle to take flight, something remarkable happens. The father eagle, who carefully helped build a comfortable nest lined with soft feathers and grass, what he does now is he deliberately begins to disturb it. He stirs up the nest with rocks and thorns, making what was once comfortable now unbearable. Why does he do that? Because a comfortable routine is the enemy of growth. That baby eagle, sure, he could stay there comfortable in that nest forever, fed by his parents, all safe and cozy. "Feed me, I'm hungry, I'm cold, warm me up." But it would never discover what it was created to be. It would never soar. The disruption, the discomfort, is not cruelty, folks. It's called love. It's the push that forces the eagle to do what seemed impossible, spread its wings and fly. You and I are no different. If you want to soar to new heights, you have to be willing to stir up your own nest, disrupt your comfort zone, create that kind of intentional discomfort that forces you to spread your wings and fly. You know, in life, most people, they don't fail because they tried and fell short. They fail because they never stirred up their nest. They stayed in their comfort routine. They stayed safe and they stayed stuck. You know, I love that Benjamin Franklin, his quote, he understood really this whole concept. He said, "When you're finished changing, you're finished living." Think about that. The moment you decide you're done growing, done adapting, done trying new things, that's the moment you stop living. You might continue existing, going through the motions, that little hamster wheel showing up for work. "Hey, boss, I'm here today. Bye, see you tomorrow. Hey, boss, I'm here today. See you tomorrow." And you show up for your marriage. "Hey, honey, how was your day?" But you know, that's not called being alive. It just means you're not dead yet. Change is so important. Improve upon yourself and you'll improve upon all areas of your life. Routine is what keeps us trapped in our comfortable nest. It really is. Where everyone loves comfort, it's the biggest dream destroyer, folks. It destroys dreams. It's the silent killer of potential. It whispers, "Why change? This is fine. This is safe. I kind of like my life." And day by day, year by year, you know what it does? It slowly suffocates every dream that you had. And then you're going to be on your deathbed and you're going to have regrets. Don't let that happen. Here's the beautiful truth. The moment you decide to change, that moment that you commit to doing just one new thing every day, you stir up your nest. You force yourself to fly. And if you change your routine, I promise you this, I promise you, document my words right here, it'll change your life. One of my favorite guests I've ever interviewed is William Shatner. You've heard me talk in retrospect about our interview. But you know, at 94 years old, this man has more energy and zest for life than most 30-year-olds I know. And I asked him point blank. I said, William, what's your secret? His answer was simple but profound. He said, I always say yes. He said, when most people are asked to speak, to try something new, to be interviewed, to participate in an event, their immediate response is to think of every reason why they shouldn't, why it won't work, why they're busy, why it's not for them. Shatner said he does the opposite. When any opportunity presents itself, he says yes. He opens the window and he crawls out of it. That's why at 90 years old, when Jeff Bezos invited him to go to outer space on the Blue Origin rocket, he didn't hesitate. He didn't let fear of the unknown hold him back. He said yes, and he became the oldest person ever to travel to space. And here's the most profound thing he told me. 1 year of his life feels like 5 years. The reason is he doesn't allow himself to be prisoner to a lifestyle, that routine, that comfort zone that we all live in. He packs so many new experiences, so many yeses, so many memories into 12 months that time slows down for him. He constantly says yes to new projects and opportunities. And when I asked him if he thinks about dying, I mean, he's in his 90s. And he said, Doc, I schedule charity events 3 months in advance. Too many people are counting on me, so I can't leave this world. I can't die and let them down. Wow, I mean, that's amazing. What selfless purpose is that? But here's the good news. You don't have to be Captain Kirk to live long and prosper. I know a woman named Cindy. At 70, she became recently widowed, and she told me she felt like her life was over. She didn't have anything to look forward to. She spent her days in a stagnant routine, same TV shows, same grocery stores, same everything. And I asked her, I said, when's the last time you tried something new? Folks, she couldn't remember the last time. So I made a challenge to her. I said, for the next month, say yes to anything you'd normally say no to. She looked at me like I'm crazy, but she agreed. She said, I'll try it. And a few weeks later, her church announced that they needed volunteers for a mission trip to Guatemala. And her first instinct was, I'm too old for that. Oh, I'm too tired. But then she remembered our conversation and her promise, and she said yes. Folks, that trip changed her life. She met new friends, tried new food she'd never tasted, learned some basic Spanish, and she helped build a school. When she came back, she was transformed. She escaped from her home body shell and she started taking salsa lessons. She ended up falling in love with and marrying the dance teacher. Now, that was 4 years ago, and she recently told me that the last few years felt longer than the previous two decades. She extended time. You see, saying yes doesn't mean being reckless. It just means being open. It means when life presents you with an opportunity to grow, to learn, to serve, to experience something new, don't automatically shut down the door. Lean in, and here's what I want you to say. Yes. Say yes. Every time you say yes to something new, here's what's happening. You're creating a distinct memory. You're synapsing your cerebrum. You're extending time. You're firing up those pathways. And I'm telling you, time will slow down. And when you say no because it's out of your comfort level, you know what you're doing? You're letting another day blur into the last one. You know, my mom inadvertently taught me something pretty profound about time. If she doesn't have a trip that's booked, something concrete on that calendar that she can look forward to, she slips into low-grade depression. And for years, I thought she just hated being bored. But the neuroscience tells a different story. Anticipation literally extends your experience of time and floods your brain with dopamine in a way that the actual event often can't even match. Research shows people planning a vacation reported significantly higher happiness levels for 8 weeks before the trip. Yet that happiness level after returning home faded within a few days. So your brain's reward circuitry lights up when you're looking forward to something. It's creating what neuroscientists call temporal landmarks that break up the monotony and makes time feel like less like a blur. So without knowing the science, my mom had cracked the code. Those trips, the trips that she planned, they weren't just vacations. They were her way of stretching time and benefiting her mental health. Try it. But here's the key. It doesn't take a vacation. Schedule a dinner with friends 3 weeks out. Buy concert tickets for next month. Plan a weekend project that you're generally excited about. Then, and this is crucial, let yourself savor the anticipation. Daydream about it. Talk about it. Your brain doesn't distinguish much between imaging a positive future event or actually experiencing it. It's very documented. You're essentially living the joy twice. Think about it. Once in anticipation and once when it shows around in reality. Put something on your calendar that makes you excited to wake up tomorrow and you'll see a big, big, big mind shift. Now I want to change gears for a moment and look at time flying by a different angle, one that might surprise you. People all over the world have been noticing time is speeding up. And here's something fascinating. Many of faith have been anticipating this. Scripture tells us that in the final days, the time will be shortened. In Matthew chapter 24, 22, Jesus said, "If those days had not been shortened, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened." In other words, during the tribulation, God will mercifully accelerate time. This clearly speaks about the actual days being cut short, suggesting that God will reduce the duration of the tribulation period. Throughout history, God has demonstrated his power over time in ways that really defy our understanding. In the book of Joshua, we read about a day where the sun stood still in the sky during a battle. Time itself paused. In 2 Kings, God caused a sundial to go backwards 10 degrees as a sign. The creator of time, he can bend its time and stretch it and compress it at will. One of the oldest books in the Bible captures fleeting time perfectly. Job, a man who really lost everything, said something that truly resonates today. In Job 9, 25 and 26, he wrote, "My days are swifter than a runner. They fly away without a glimpse of joy. They skim past like boats, like eagles swooping down on their prey." Think about those images. Swifter than a runner. Skimming past like boats, like eagles swooping down. That was written thousands of years ago, and Job was already experiencing what many of us are feeling today, time flying by at an alarming pace. That restlessness that you feel when time seems to be slipping away, that sense that there must be more to this daily grind, maybe that's God reminding you that you were made for something greater. You know, Moses understood this when he prayed in Psalm 90:12, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Wonderful words to live by. Number our days, count them, treasure them. Don't waste them on autopilot. Whether you're a person of faith or not, some of you are, you're like, "Oh, he's talking about the Bible." But hey, there's profound wisdom here that applies to everyone listening. Our days are numbered. And that reality should motivate us to live intentionally, to create memories, to try new things, and connect deeply with people. And that requires us to break free from the routine and experience life. Time really does. It seems to be accelerating. I hear it from patients. You know, I say, "Hey, how you doing? It's Monday again. You said that last week." And whether this is divine design or simply by our perception, we have even more reason to make every single day count. Try stretching your boundaries and using your God-given talents. Explore areas that you're passionate about. Take on a new hobby. Learn a new instrument. God didn't create a baby eagle to spend its comfortable life in a nest. Those powerful wings, what were they meant to? They were meant to soar to new heights. That doesn't happen if you're comfortable in your nest. You got to stir up life, get off that nest and fly. We're created to thrive, and doing so requires us to be present, engaged, and hungry for new experiences. Stagnancy in life, you know, it's the same as routine, comfort zone. It's like barnacles on a ship. When a ship sits motionless in the harbor, barnacles attach themselves to the hull. They build up layer after layer until that ship can barely move. It becomes so encrusted with these parasites that it loses its ability to sail. But barnacles can't attach to a ship that's constantly moving, navigating waves, cutting through storms, and exploring new waters. The motion keeps them from forming. Barnacles can't form on a ship that's moving. You are that ship. And routine is the barnacle slowly covering your hull while you sit safely in the harbor, wondering, whoa, same old, same old. Life feels like it's stuck today as it was yesterday. You're getting barnacles. Get rid of your barnacles in life. They're no good. They keep you stagnant. Time doesn't have to be your enemy, and your brain doesn't have to run on autopilot. You have the power right now today to raise your anchor. Shake off those barnacles. Sail into waters you've never explored. Okay, so we've covered some neuroscience on why your brain is speeding up time. I've given you the solution. Try one new thing every day. Say yes to new opportunities and plan something to look forward to. Are you ready to take my challenge? Starting tomorrow, folks. And I mean tomorrow, not next month or waiting till the kids grow up and not when you retire. Not next January 1st, but tomorrow. Do one new thing. Just one. It doesn't have to be big. Doesn't have to be expensive. It just has to be different. Even something like moving your furniture around will spark new neural pathways in your brain. Every time you walk in, you know what happens? It looks different. You walk in. It creates new synapses in your brain instead of the same old room. This can slow down time. Making just one small change a day will make life more enjoyable and memorable. You'll reclaim the wonders of childhood when summer felt endless. You'll wake up excited again instead of dreading another boring day. And when December comes again, guess what? You're going to look back on 2026 and barely recognize the person you were when this year started. All right. I'd love to hear your stories about future transformations. If you want to share your story on how changing your routine helped you slow down the sands of time and maybe brought some new opportunities, I want to hear about it. Send me your story at drfriedman@drfriedman.com. That's drfriedman@drfriedman.com. And the 7 most compelling stories will get a signed copy of my international award-winning book, Food Sanity. And I'll even include my ebook, Healthy and Delicious Food for a Better You. It contains great tips on diet and nutrition, plus 30 easy-to-make recipes. And for my daily health tips, be sure and follow me on Facebook and X at Dr. David Friedman, and on Instagram at Dr. D. Friedman. You can also join my Food Sanity Forum on Facebook. It's free, it's private, and you're invited. It talks all about nutrition and great food advice with a little touch of humor sprinkled in between. You know, I believe food and laughter is the best medicine. Just don't do them at the same time or you're going to choke, and that's not funny or healthy, so don't do both. If something resonated with you today during this show, share this podcast with others who might benefit. Visit toyourgoodhealthradio.com and explore our library and share segments with friends, family, and colleagues. This information is too important to keep yourself. As I always say, sharing is caring. You can subscribe to the show on Apple, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Stay tuned, stay well, and shake off those barnacles.